Dad, we've been arrested.
There must be some mistake. Well, you're not actually under arrest, but I'll have to take your names and addresses.
Oh, what's up with you, Sergeant? You know our names and addresses. We've just come here to have dinner with our friend Dr. Ferris.
Poor Dave. Don't let them take me to prison. What's
all I think there's some mistake, Sergeant. This is a dinner party.
Well, you've had time enough to finish your dinner. It's 9:30. Nobody ever has dinner as late as that.
Oh, but it's a dinner party.
Well, you're on licensed premises and none of you are staying in the house. I had a look through the book.
But, Sergeant, you know us. We wouldn't break the law.
I'm sorry, Mum, but you are breaking the law. Now, listen to me, Sergeant. I'm a shire councillor. You can't arrest me. Well, I'm not arresting you, Dad. I just want your name and address. Well, you know me name and address.
What's going to happen to us?
Well, I'll take full responsibility for this unfortunate occurrence, Sergeant. None of my guests are to blame.
I can't help it. They're all on licensed premises after hours.
But what's going to happen to us?
You'll receive summons to appear in court or you'll be fined. If you take my private advice, you'll plead guilty.
Guilty?
But we haven't done anything wrong. Well, you know the law as well as I do. I have to do me guilty.
Well, there's no need for Mum and Mabel to get into trouble about it. Can't we take the blame?
You're all here and I must take your names.
Well, this is most unfortunate. I shall personally be responsible for all the fines.
Oh, no, you won't, Doctor. We're all in this together.
Yeah, I thought we were sitting a bit late over our dinner.
Such a thing has never happened to me in my life. What will all my friends say when they know that I've been in an hotel after hours?
It's disgraceful. Oh. I'll bring the matter up at the next Shire Council meeting.
I suppose our names will get in the newspapers.
Well, we shouldn't have stayed here so long. I hinted to the doctor it was time we went.
Well, it wasn't Clive's fault, and I'm surprised at the sergeant treating us like this. Why, we've known him for years.
Well, I'm sorry, but when I'm in uniform, I'm different from other people, and I've got to do my duty. Now, I'll take your names and addresses, please. Then you'll all be free to go.
Oh.
You wait till the next Shire Council meeting. I'll have something to say about treating respectable citizens of Snake Gully like this.
Yes.
Come on, your names and addresses, please. You know my name and address. You don't have to ask that. Well, I warn you, do not obstruct a police officer in the execution of his duty.
You'd better not do your block, Dad.
No, now, steady, Dad. Tell the sergeant what he wants to know.
Well, he's treating me like a criminal.
I think you'd better tell him your name and address. Then as soon as he has everything he wants to know, we can go.
Well, all right. But you just wait till the next Shire Council meeting. Yet I want to talk to you.
Oh, what's the matter, Dad?
Well, I want to talk to you about me illness.
What illness?
That pain in the chest that I've been getting there. Didn't I get it tonight at the pub after dinner?
Aren't you coming to bed, Dad?
I'll be there in a minute, Sarah. I just want to talk to Dave.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Well, you know, the doctor said it might be serious.
Oh, yes, but he said it mightn't be serious, too.
Oh, well, I've got to think about these things. There's no money in the bank, you know, and if anything should happen, I want to leave you and your mother provided for.
Oh, Dad, don't talk like that.
Well, a man's got to think of these things.
Yes, but you've only got indigestion.
How do you know?
Well, I don't think it's very serious.
Oh, well, you never can tell. Anyway, I don't want your mother to be worried. I'm going to insure me life.
Mm, that costs money.
Oh, not very much, but you leave that part to me.
But I don't think you're seriously ill, Dad.
Oh, but I think this pain is very serious.
Oh, have you got it now?
No, I forgot about it when the police came in on that raid tonight, but it's sure to come back again. You know, Dave, they were pretty tough taking our names and addresses like that.
Yes, too right they were. Do you think we'll have to pay a very big fine?
Oh, I hope not. Anyway, Joe Matthews should have had more sense. He should have cleared us out of the pub before the police came.
Yeah, it upset Mum a bit, didn't it?
Of course it did. But these things can't be helped. Well, we'll just have to pay a fine. That's all there is to it. Now I want to talk about me illness.
Oh, but you haven't got an illness.
Well, I might have when the doctor comes tomorrow. You never know what he'll discover.
No, I think you eat your food too fast.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. I've eaten food all my life and I've never had these pains before. But I'm not getting any younger, Dave. Just get that doctor's book off the shelf, will you?
Oh, what do you want that for, if Dr. Ferris is coming tomorrow?
Well, I want to be able to tell him what's the matter with me. Well,
don't you think he can find that out for himself?
Oh, don't argue. Don't argue. I'm worried about myself. Look up the doctor's book.
All right, I'll get it. Now, what do you want me to find?
Oh, I don't know. I might have anything. Well, go on, read me some of it.
All right, well, I'll look through the A's first. Appendicitis, have you got that?
Well, I don't know. It's a fairly common thing, isn't it? What does it say about it?
It says it's inflammation of the vermiform appendix, frequently caused by irritant indigestible substances. Oh, I don't know what all those long words mean.
Well, there you are now. It's caused by indigestion. That's probably what I've got.
It says the symptoms are a dull aching pain in the right side.
Yes, well, mine is a pain in the chest, but it may be the start of appendicitis.
Have you ever had a pain in your right side?
Well, let me think now. Well, the other day down in the cow bale, I turned round suddenly and knocked against a milk can.
Yeah, well, I suppose you bruised your right side.
Oh, well, there wasn't any sign of a bruise there, but I had a pain all right. That's it, all right, Dave. I have an appendicitis.
Oh, well, you don't know that you've got appendicitis until you see the doctor.
Yes, I'll probably have to have an operation. I'd better get an insurance man out tomorrow.
Now, don't do anything until you see Dr. Ferris.
Well, go on. Read me some more of the doctor's book.
Well, I'm still in the A's. Here we are. I'm reading about apoplexy now.
Well, go on. What does it say?
Well, it says the face becomes more or less flushed, sometimes to purpleness. Well, your face gets very flushed when you get wild, Dad, and sometimes it does get a purple colour.
That's it. I've never seen me face when I get wild.
Well, if you've got apoplexy, it says you get a cold perspiration and the breathing becomes heavy and stertorous.
Cripes, I was wild with the sergeant tonight and I got a sort of a cold perspiration on me head and I noticed I had a bit of difficulty with me breathing. That's it, Dave. That's it. I've got apoplexy.
Oh, you mightn't have it, Dad. Now, don't worry. You can never tell.
Well, I've either got appendicitis or apoplexy.
Oh, it sounds pretty serious, Dad. How long has this pain been going on?
Oh, well, I've never complained much, you know, Dave, but I haven't taken care of myself, you know.
Well, do you think we'd better tell Mum what you've got?
Oh, no, I don't want to worry her. I'll tell the doctor about it in the morning. I'll have to fix up about an insurance.
Oh, you've got me worried now, Dad.
Well, I mightn't have either of the two things you mentioned. Read me some more of the doctor's book.
Oh, well, I'm reading about bronchitis now.
Bronchitis, eh? Well, what does it say about bronchitis?
It says the first symptoms are sharp spasms of pain in the chest.
That's it. That's what I've got. Well, why didn't you read it to me before instead of wasting me time with the other things? I get sharp spasms of pain in me chest, and I've been walking around for days with bronchitis.
But you haven't got any cough.
Well, what's that got to do
with it? Well, there are usually coughing fits, and the patient has great difficulty in breathing. You're breathing all right, aren't you, Dad?
Hey. Yes, I am now, but I can't remember when I've got the pain.
Well, I don't think you've got bronchitis.
Well, go on, read me some more.
All right. Oh, here we are.
Hurry up.
About convulsions now.
Convulsions, eh? Oh, use your common sense. I've got a pain in me chest.
Well, you haven't got it now.
Well, I had it after dinner. I think I've got appendicitis. No, it may be apoplexy, and then again it may be bronchitis.
Oh, we're only wasting our time with this book.
Oh, cripes, I'll have to be careful what I do in future. I suppose the doctor would have put me on a diet. Give us a drink of water, Dave. Drink of water, Dave. There's some in that jug over there.
Oh, are you thirsty, Dad?
Hey, of course I'm thirsty. Oh. Why do you think I asked for a drink of water?
Well, I'm reading about gastritis now.
Hey?
Excessive thirst, restlessness, and pain are the symptoms of gastritis.
Excessive thirst, restlessness, and pain are the symptoms. Well, Dave, I'm thirsty.
Well,
Do you often get thirsty, Dad?
Well, now you come to mention it, I do get thirsty quite often.
Cripes, then you might have gastritis.
Sorry, give me a drink of water. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I've got, but I'm feeling pretty crook, I can tell you.
Has the pain come back?
Yes, I think it has. I'm thirsty and... Oh, Dave, I'm worried about myself.
Now, take it easy. Let me help you into your room,
Dad. All right. It's all right. I can manage. Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to take things easy for a while. I hope the doctor comes over early in the morning. Do you think I'd better stay in bed in the morning?
Well, perhaps I'd better ring up the doctor tonight.
Oh, no. I think I'll hold out until the morning.
Oh, gastritis is pretty serious, Dad. And so's bronchitis and appendicitis and apoplexy. Still, you can't have them all, can you, Dad?
Oh, well, I've got one of them, Dave. I don't know which it is, and they're all pretty bad.
Oh. You know, you might have pleurisy.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, it says here it starts with a sharp stab and pain in the chest.
Sharp stab and pain in the chest. That's what I've got, Dave.
Then we were wrong about the other things.
Oh, Dave, close that book and help me into the bedroom. If you read me any more tonight, they'll be sending the ambulance for me.